I brought you the APL scandal, the Bill Gates-funded company that's trying to spray a permanent toxic coating on all of your fruits and vegetables. Well, now we have proof that everything labeled organic will also be sprayed with this toxic trans fatty acid chemical soup. But you can still vote with your wallet. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the organic food sections of every major big box grocery store, you're on notice. Cave to these poisons, and you'll end up with a lot of leftover toxic fruit and no revenues. Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Stett.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Stett on this Tuesday evening, May 23rd, 2023. Well, I've been following this story of the Bill Gates funded and founded company called APL for several weeks now. There's so much more information to share with you in order to provide you with opportunities to protect yourselves and your families. Look, as a quick recap, please know that this company, APL Technologies, operating as APL Sciences, was founded in 2012. That's 11 years ago. By World Economic Forum up-and-coming youth, Mr. James Rogers, who got his first $100,000 grant from none other than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then he went on to raise, with the help of Microsoft and Bill Gates, $110 million. Okay, 2012. They've had 11 years to get this thing, and they did. They got it up and running really right away. Look, first of all, why isn't anybody investigating the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Hello, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Where the hell are you all? Oh, the public tells me, well, Dr. Jane, they're having hearings, at least they're doing something. Give me a break. When are you going to do a congressional investigation into crimes against humanity? When are you going to start a criminal investigation or any kind of congressional investigation on their operations, who they're connected with, and why they're into so many different things, and how they have violated human rights, the U.S. Constitution, and acted with treason against the country and the people of the United States? It's high time, and we're watching you. It's despicable. You're all bought and paid for scumbags. And everybody thought, well, okay, I'll just watch for the APL sticker and I'll just buy organic and I'll avoid it. And this way I can be assured that I'm not getting it. I'm not getting APL. Well, newsflash, you're not going to be avoiding anything. In fact, organically grown raised fruits and vegetables are specifically targeted by the APL poison. That's expensive fruit and vegetables. They want to protect that revenue. It's ridiculous. So Doesn't matter if the label's on there or not. This company has been spraying your fruits and vegetables with or without an APL label for years. Years, including your produce. And Costco is the biggest purchaser of companies for this organic fruit. Feeling good because you're buying organic? You're probably buying the worst poison in the world. Why do I call it a poison? Okay, well, that's easy. Let's review the components of APL, which the company tells you, and this is just what they're telling you. Just like the pharma companies, it's all the information you're getting. There could be much more, but I digress. On the company website, it'll tell you that, and in mainstream media, that APL coating is safe and effective. Where have you heard that before? Right? Oh yeah, it's safe and effective. Not that they have any data to show you, not that they've done any studies, especially long-term consumption by human beings. What is the effect on their blood fat levels? What is the effect on their long-term health? Their rates of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes acceleration. Well, I'm here to tell you they're flat out liars, okay? And they've sold out for money to become yet another pawn of the Bill Gates quest to take out his fellow man. APL is made using mono and diglycerides. These are trans fatty acids. Remember, trans fats promote tremendous amounts of inflammation in the body, which is the precursor for many different diseases. But in particular, these materials, which are, by the way, distilled using toxic heavy chemicals, don't think for a moment that the residuals are not left behind on your fruit and absorbed into your fruit. And I don't care how tough the skin is, like an avocado or a lime, it's going in. Those are porous, like your skin. The ingredients in APL is associated directly with heart disease. I'm a cardiac specialist. I know these processes with trans fats. And so the components of APL are associated with heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and obesity. In fact, in 2006, the agency formerly known as the FDA, while it was functioning as an oversight agency, they recognized the dangers of trans fats, and they began requiring manufacturers to list trans fats on food labels. But this law applies to lipids, not emulsifiers, the category of emulsifiers, which mono and diglycerides fall into. But you get the mono and diglycerides, and your body naturally is going to start assembling them into triglycerides, which is anybody who's under a doctor's care for hyperlipidemia, high blood fat levels, and on statins will tell you that triglycerides are serious indicators and markers for heart disease. Intake of dietary trans fats, for those of you who are younger and healthy and think it doesn't apply to you, the intake of these dietary trans fatty acids disrupts the body's ability to metabolize your essential fatty acids, the EFAs. So there go your omega-3s out the door. All that money, you're not getting the value out of it. And this leads to changes in the phospholipid fatty acid composition of the walls of your arteries. Yes, big, big inflammation. And this process is what raises the risk of coronary artery disease. Anybody with pre-existing cardiac disease, diabetes, or a history of stroke are particularly vulnerable to eating produce with APL and the subsequent effects. And while here they are thinking, hey, I'm eating healthy fruits and vegetables, they're actually accelerating their disease. Enter the company Stemmilt. This is the major supplier of organic produce, particularly apples, to the Costco family of stores. And they claim they've got a special artisan organic apple, but they are also spraying those apples, the organic ones, with this toxic chemical soup called APL. And just like the pharmaceutical companies, these big box groceries producers are jumping on the safe and effective bandwagon, trying to tell you that it's simply made with the pills, seeds and pulp of other fruits and vegetables, and that it creates a protective coating to keep your fruit fresh. Well, guess what? Your fruit has a natural shelf life, whether the air gets inside it or not. Oxidation is only one aspect of the life cycle of organic matter breaking down. The fruit is still decomposing from the minute it's pulled off the tree or the bush. The fruit is still breaking down in the interior, loss of valuable nutrients, and so many other degradation processes. And that makes this claim particularly ridiculous. This company, Stemmelt, thinks they're going to triple their revenues utilizing this fake toxic coating to make their produce look prettier longer. I'm asking you all to think twice and avoid buying any produce in the big box stores, organic or not. And in particular, if they have any of these toxic APL stickers on them, don't get a false sense of security if there's no sticker. We're only just discovering much of this now. In an article published in The Packer, an industrial produce journal from last October, after laying out that the organic apple supply was tight, this company, maybe it was tight because Bill Gates is buying up all kinds of farmland and destroying the other farmland, and he's already affecting our food supply chains. Anyway, they are vulnerable to falling prey, these companies, to the lucrative dangling carrot of Mr. Gates and his depopulation agenda. In fact, the article states that Stemmelt partnered with APL back in 2020. How much of this poison have we already consumed without even knowing it? Undetected mold and rotting, invisible to the outside, and no APL sticker. So Costco, which is the biggest purveyor of toxic produce with this coating, dangerous chemical-based gene editing, edited fake animal products too, and God only knows what else, because you guys are looking to, you're flocking to bulk purchasing to save a few dollars while basically suiciding yourselves. It's time to take a step back and realize you have no government, you have no oversight agencies, and there's a war on for your life. When I return, we'll talk about the work of Dr. Daniel Negassi, who discovered early on through a process called reverse transcriptase that COVID shots and their permanent genetic changes of the human God-given genome are with us forever. Don't forget to check out my sponsor for physical gold and silver, Gold Co. This company is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and has numerous five-star ratings from customers. And in fact, they've been my sponsor since the very beginning of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show 18 months ago. And I've heard nothing but positive reviews from my social media following. So call them today at 855-791-2619 or go to their website at goldco.com/drjaneruby to get your free IRA Gold Co. kit and see how you can protect your investments against paper money falling apart. I'll be right back.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
I've been promoting the Triad Air Purification products for over 18 months now. First, because they're incredibly effective at cleaning and maintaining the air in your home. But after hearing from thousands of people in my social media that they've experienced relief from the symptoms they previously suffered around people who took the jabs, I had to get the word out. This electrostatic filtration process cleans every area of your home using a pulse negative ionization that actually electrically charges the air molecules, maintaining a cleaner, fresher breathing space. The big home unit protects up to 3,000 square feet, and the individual products keep your car, hotel room, or your personal space protected. Go to airwaterhealing.com today, and if you use the promo code RUBY, you'll not only get 10% off and free shipping, but right now you will get the other three products for free. Don't miss this great offer. Go to airwaterhealing.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Why on God's earth would they put a reverse transcriptase stimulator into the injections unless they intentionally wanted all the mRNAs in their injections to be permanently integrated into the DNA? That's the spike protein and two proteins to inhibit successful healthy ovaries from doing their job. There was another study. It came out about the summertime of 2021. That was a leaked study from Japan. You don't have to read Japanese to understand the study, because the tables are in English, and so are the pictures. There's three organs that are targeted by the lipid nanoparticle. And this is a lipid nanoparticle that every single one of us paid to create, because this was made at UBC. It was researched and developed at UBC. First, the lipid nanoparticle targets the spleen, then the liver, and then ovaries. Those were the three organs that the lipid nanoparticles ended up in the highest concentrations when they looked at the rats after 48 hours. 48 hours after the injection, liver, spleen, and ovary. Now, you can't tell me that's a coincidence. Two inhibitors of ovulation and a lipid nanoparticle that's designed to carry that mRNA to the ovaries? So then I turned my brain on again, and I thought back to what I was talking about in November, and I realized the biggest mistake I've ever made. This might have cost a billion children their futures. Reverse transcriptase doesn't only cause cancer. If something is reverse transcribed and alters the DNA of a sperm or an egg, that DNA change, if that sperm or egg survives and turns into a human being, lasts forever. The entire human genome has been poisoned with a gene that has never been in the human genome ever in history. About 5 billion people out of 7 billion people on this planet have been injected. About 2.5 billion of them are women. About 1.25 billion, so half of that, are women of childbearing age. That means they can have children. There's 1.25 billion women out there that are capable of having children with a genetic alteration. The genetic alteration we know about is the spike protein, and then maybe these two other mRNA sequences that were inserted into the Moderna injections. I do not know if Pfizer did the same thing. Now, if that spike protein gets put into a transcribed region of the DNA, And a transcribed region of the DNA is the part of the DNA that's in everyone's body that's active, that's making proteins. The part of the DNA that's being used to make fingernails, hair, proteins for my brain to keep thinking, digestion proteins. Those are reading frames, they call it. Because the body reads the DNA and makes proteins based on what it read. There's something else in the DNA called a non-reading frame. Those are parts of the DNA that are silent, that are not transcribed. And the spike protein appears to be so toxic that if an embryo ever had a spike protein gene, that spike protein DNA reverse transcribed from spike protein mRNA, that embryo would probably die because it's making spike proteins instead of new fingers, new arms, new legs, new feet. However, if that spike protein gene ends up in a non-reading frame, that embryo has a good chance of growing up to be a perfectly healthy baby, a perfectly healthy child, a perfectly healthy adult, because that spike protein DNA is hidden in an inactive part of the DNA. But that doesn't mean that we're all clear, because every generation, when a new embryo is made, there's something called recombination, where the genes from mothers and the genes of fathers are mixed together. And when recombination happens, genes that were previously inactive can get reactivated. So now, all of a sudden, even though you had a healthy child who grew up into a healthy adult, who's able to have kids, the grandkids are going to be suffering from spike protein problems because their DNA has been tainted because of what happened here in the past 2 years. This has never been done in human history that we know about before. That a genetic toxin has been put into the entire human genome. A genetic toxin that is capable of hiding and skipping generations. This is what has been done to us. I could have realized this in November if I had kept thinking about reverse transcriptase, if I didn't listen to that expert who I thought knew more than me. So what can we learn from this mistake? No matter what your abilities are, no matter what your inabilities are, please use what the Creator gave you to its fullest. Don't let anybody, expert or non-expert, fool you into not using